I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Jordan Pearson, Motherboard staff writer in Canada. I'm here with Katie Jensen, who reported a story about drone therapy. Katie, can you tell me a little bit about what drone therapy is?
Drone Therapy is a performance art project by musician and artist Crystal Jax, also known as Brigitte Bardot. It's a combination of drone music in a background where Crystal goes through cognitive behavioral therapy and dialectical behavioral therapy notebooks and workbooks that she's accumulated over the last 10, 15 years being in the Canadian mental health system. She's kind of turned this from an online YouTube series into a live performance series, and she's been doing that at DIY shows and festivals for the last year.
Wow, that's really interesting. So does this sort of thing exist in part because regular mental health services are hard to get a hold of for some people?
First and foremost, it's an art practice, and it's filled with dark humor, and it's really sarcastic at times, but it does come from a place where there is a need. And all of the people that I've spoken to in this piece are all artists and musicians or promoters, and they've all expressed that the reason that they're drawn to this is because there is a lack of systemic support for artists and musicians in Canada when it comes to mental health issues.
Have you been through one of these drone therapy sessions yourself? And can you tell me what that was like?
So I was present at the drone therapy session at the Music Gallery a few years ago. It was almost like an open mic for therapy. So it was a drop-in music performance, but it was also a drop-in therapy session. So Crystal was at the front of this beautiful sunny courtyard surrounded by like 15 musicians all playing in tandem while people would come up and share their experiences and share their stories that were guided by Crystal.
So as you mentioned, Crystal, the artist who's featured in this podcast, she does this on the internet as well as like a series of videos and does it in part of a more performance setting. Do you have any insight into what the difference for Crystal or for maybe even the listener is when you're experiencing drone therapy in a podcast like this or on YouTube versus in person like that?
When drone therapy is performed in a live setting, you really get to see the stories of other people who aren't Crystal. So the biggest thing is that, you know, you might not relate to everything that Crystal's saying because you haven't experienced it, or your mental health diagnoses are different, or that you have a different lived experience. But when drone therapies perform live, you might relate more to someone else's story.
Has this story given you any sort of particular insight into the role the internet plays in giving people mental health resources or therapy resources? Because it's also kind of like a double-edged sword, you know, like being on the internet can be very stressful. But it seems like Crystal, the artist you profiled here, is using that. And of course, there's other examples too, like ASMR therapy or things like that. Do you have any sort of feelings on that?
I definitely feel even more strongly that the internet can be a wealth of resources. One thing that I really love about what Crystal's doing is that she regularly updates a PDF with local resources for mental health. It would be really nice if we had more initiatives like this to make resources accessible. That's huge, I think. especially when we have a situation in Canada where we have a shortage of physicians, physicians who are concentrated in Ottawa and Toronto, physicians who are overburdened, younger physicians who are taking smaller practices. The internet can be a huge resource for this, especially for artists who I find sometimes are more introverted, and certainly lower income, so it can be harder to access services that have a fee to them. So this just kind of reinforces that we need more initiatives like this that blend mental health and art in a technological setting that's dispersible and free.
So this episode is pretty interesting because it's basically a therapy session, a drone music therapy session for the listener. Why did you choose to go down that route, and what do you hope the listener gets out of it?
I had done this inclusive podcast workshop series all summer, and she came to one of the first sessions. She has a beautiful, soothing, and calm voice. So what I want listeners to get out of it is just a feeling of relaxation. Crystal composed all the music in the background, so it's really exciting to hear what kind of drone music she wanted to pair with the therapy. She's creating her own soundtrack to drone therapy.
Well, dear listener, get ready to relax with some drone therapy from Toronto-based artist Crystal Jax, also known as Bridget Bardont. And a special thanks to Katie Jensen, who not only produced this episode, but also reported it. Once again, I'm Jordan Pearson, and we'll see you next time on Motherboard.
Hi, welcome to Drone Therapy Podcast. I'm Bridget Bardont, and if you're new to drone therapy, it's like therapy and drone music. So if you're new to therapy, that's probably for the best for both of us. And if you're new to drone, you're not really. It's like the simplest thing ever. If you're not new to therapy, then you get that it's never really over. And if you're not new to drone, then you get that it's never really over. I've been in and out of therapy for over a decade for a bunch of stuff we'll get into a bit later, and it's hard. It's fucking brutal, especially if you're broke, right? I don't know what therapy's like if you're not broke. I don't even want to think about it because I'll just get upset. Like, accessing therapy is trauma. And then there's the therapy itself. So the deal is, maybe this can make it easier for you in some way. Maybe help you take the steps to start dealing with your mental health shit, because it's real. If you're worried about it, it's real. And if you're not, I don't know. I don't know what that feeling is. Maybe this will help you cope with whatever point you're at right now. We're going to joke around. It won't be funny, but we'll joke around. So basically, yeah, maybe this will make you realize you need actual help and not some noise girl freaking out from Klonopin withdrawal in her bedroom. We're doing this with drone music, which is like slow-moving, rhythmless tone. Basically just sound. Like, take whatever you hear and just slow it down. My benzo sisters will be with me on this one. Slow it down until it's kind of like soothing, but maybe a little anxiety-provoking. That's drone music. That and the new agey stuff they play at the crystal healing yoga store things. My brother's a geologist, so I took him to one of those, and we kind of bonded over like how they were mislabeling all the minerals and gems and stuff. Like, whatever, that stuff's pretty. Drone therapy is a lot of things now, but when I started doing this, it was on YouTube, focusing on CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, which honestly is very buzzy right now, but it did help me out with a lot of my stuff. I have anxiety, panic attacks, screaming in the closet. I spend a lot of time on the floor, crying. I cry a lot. I am agoraphobic, cluster B traits, no self-esteem, suicidal ideation, major depression, right? Nausea, I never developed emotional coping mechanisms, whatever, right? I'm a mess. Anyway, if you want to get into CBT, you can find me on there at Aubrey Jacks or Uggs for Pugs on YouTube. All one word, Uggs for Pugs, like the boots and the dogs. The next step for me was DBT, Dialectical Behavioral Therapy. That's what we're going to do here. It's like kindergarten for your emotions. They should do it in schools. I wish I learned this stuff before I was broken inside. there's four modules in DBT. There's mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotional regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness. I know those all sound like the same thing, but that's the program. I don't know what to tell you. It really helped me out, so I'm gonna go with the workbook, which is a thing you can buy if you have funds, or maybe you can find it online, or just listen and we'll do it. Every week we are doing a session, and this will take us at least 8 sessions. Honestly, when I did it, it was like 8 hours a week for 2 months, but I'm not gonna do that to you. So, for example, DBT had you starting out figuring out which mind you're using. This is all totally abstract, right? So none of this exists. It's all just templates you can use to rewire your brain, basically, which isn't just your brain, it's your whole body. I hate that, like, mind-body duality shit. So, okay, which mind are you using? Your reasonable mind, which seems great to me, but is actually a huge problem. Your emotion mind, which is terrifying. Or your wise mind, which, surprise, is like a balance of the two. So imagine, or maybe like write it down, like on a Venn diagram. Like, imagine a Venn diagram, or make one. Emotion mind and reasonable mind overlap, and wise mind is in the middle. Surprise. So picture that or draw it. Reasonable mind, think about something you've done where what you did was super rational, but you didn't take into account your own needs, and you like acted like you were a cyborg, you know what I mean? And it like fucked you over. So yeah, like think of that or write it. Maybe pause this. Okay, so emotional mind. think about a time you maybe flipped out about something that wasn't even real. You were just hungry, or you hate yourself, so you saw the world through a kind of slanted vantage where everything was tipping down into the abyss, even though it looks fine to the people around you. This shouldn't be that hard, but try not to feel guilty about it, because that's not therapy, that's your own time. Just think about the thing and maybe write it in the emotion bubble, or imagine it in the emotion bubble, and pause this to do it. Sometimes it takes me a while to think of this stuff. Maybe it doesn't for you. Okay, so wise mind is in the middle, right? the balance one. So like knowing that both of those things are fucking up your life and finding a balance between the needs of the people around you and the needs of like you, which is the one I struggle with. Maybe you're the opposite, I don't know. Which might be that you need to eat a bagel, or maybe like stop hanging out with the toxic people who invalidate your experiences. Wisdom, it's great. So if you write a thing in the wisdom part, it should be like a time you acted with balance and had your shit in order and balanced the priorities of yourself and other people and were true to your value systems. And you want your brain to function like that more. And it's okay that it doesn't, but it's like kind of, this is kind of like you're making almost like a goal from your past. You know what I mean? Whatever. Pause this and figure it out. If you couldn't think of anything for Wise Mind, that's fine. Honestly, like, and I really struggled at first with trying to figure out which was too reasonable and which was wise. Like, I couldn't really see a distinction for a while. But the distinction is one fucks up your life and the other one doesn't. Like, we're thinking long term. We're not thinking short term. So, okay, maybe make more of these diagrams, have fun with it, look back over your life, and that will probably be difficult in some ways. Or don't. Maybe you're busy crying like me. Okay, so if you're into this and we keep hanging out, by the end you might be better at not going catatonic anytime you're angry at someone, or channeling the adrenaline that's burning from your core out to your skin into something that makes sense, like a steady inner dialogue instead of ripping up newspapers for 2 hours and having to clean that up. Or maybe you have fallen asleep to a podcast. It's fine if you do that. You can follow me on my SoundCloud, which is just Bardon't, like Bridget Bardot, but don't, like just Bardon't. Or find me on Twitter, Crystal Jax, or crystaljax.com, KristelJax. You can subscribe via the RSS. Thanks to Katie Jensen for hooking this up. I don't know what an iTunes RSS is. I don't know anything, so this should go well. Welcome to Drone Therapy Podcast.
That's it for this episode of Radio Motherboard. My name's Jordan Pearson. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're very relaxed. Special thanks goes to Katie Jensen, who reported and produced this episode. We'll see you next time on Radio Motherboard.